Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yale Bravs, okay? I'm Ronnie Karam. Hi, everybody. With me today is the gorgeous and talented co-host of The Game Brain, a lot of the time. His name is Mr. Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you? How's it going today?
Good. How's it going with you, babe?
It's good. I have to issue a formal apology to people who live in the DMV because, on our Potomac episode, if you just listen back to the Potomac episode, I was just half there. I just was really tired. You'll notice by all the jokes I started and then couldn't really, find punchlines for. But, one thing I said was that the DMV stands for Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia. It stands for DC, Maryland, and Virginia, which I actually knew. But I said Delaware anyway. And so I heard from a lot of people from that region. And I just want to say I hear you. And I apologize for misrepresenting your acronym. So
also like, to people with clitorises. We're sorry to you as well. Okay?
Yeah. All those people who have clitorises still don't really know what it is. But sorry for misrepresenting it. We'll have to revise our definition of it.
Yeah, one day we'll get educated on this show, but don't hold your breath, okay?
Yeah.
Today is a Crappens On Demand day. That means you can see us on video if you're so inclined. You can see our gorgeous faces. Look.
Show Bueller.
Oh.
Move. Other way. There's backwards. Bueller.
Backwards image. I still don't know which way to move. Yeah, Bueller's the little angel on my shoulder, as usual.
I have no Bueller, but I have a new little lamp that's on right behind me. So I went to Home Goods. It was actually on our Instagram. I went to Home Goods and I put on our Watch What Crappens Instagram a nice portion of the journey. And what I came back with was a lovely little salmon lamp, a Kate Spade salmon lamp, and it now lives right there. So that's my Bueller.
Okay, well, you know, that could depress some people. But we're not going to talk about that today because this is a happy show, okay?
I got a few more items that are way more depressing than the Kate Spade lamp. Don't you worry.
Might not bring back great memories for a lot of us, but enjoy your lamp, Ben, okay?
I'm talking about that aspect of the sadness. Yeah, I thought it was just sad that I just brought a little lamp back. No. I see what you're saying, and I will say I'm not going to yes and that, but I'll go, huh, and.
Was there not a school shooting lamp you could have gotten to bring yourself to here during this podcast?
Maybe
I'm playing. It's a very nice lamp. And RIP Kate Spade, we love you. Okay, so today is real.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh at that part. I'm just laughing at the awkwardness of the beginning of this podcast.
Had to be done. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. Yeah, come on to Crappens On Demand. We're on video. Just go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You got our bonus episodes. You get these. And today, guess what day it is? It's time for Real Housewives of New York City.
Woo! Roni episode. Another classic Roni episode. This one was all about Luann recording her soon-to-be holiday mainstay. All I Want for Christmas Is You. No. What was it called? Deck the Halls? No. What was it? Jingle Bells?
What do I want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas? That's it. It's all I want for Christmas, guy.
My favorite line comes from last week's episode, which I played again at the beginning of this one, which is, Garth was not happy. And I feel like I'm going to say that for a lot of my life. I feel like people are going to be like, hey, how was your day? Hey, how was your trip at Home Goods? I'm going to just say, Garth was not happy. Okay.
I had a blast, but Garth was not happy.
You know, just some men can't handle being on page six.
So we start out with some sort of things going around town. So we have Leah with Kiki. They're trying to file their dog's nails. And then Ebony is she's getting her cheek swab for her DNA test because that's like a story arc that is casually happening on this episode, on this show. And then ultimately we wind up with Sonia arriving at some sort of Alpine restaurant where Lou is just sitting there in kind of a raccoony fur. And, well, isn't this great? I feel like I'm in a Swiss chalet right now. Reminds me of when I lived in Europe, when I was the co-host of an Italian game show. Ha! Oh, I'm famous.
You should see the owner. He's quite cute. Sonya's like, what are you, the meat provider now? Oh, we're so sexy. And she's like, yes, I am the meat purveyor, Sonya. We call them purveyors. And yes, I am a purveyor. And she's like, well, the matchmaker is setting me up with a real date tomorrow, not just a sex date. And she's like, oh, speaking of, how was last night? And Sonya goes, I'm a meat magnet. Oh, so difficult. Just being such a meat magnet.
Oh my God, goodness. I mean, my life these days is just about meat and eating lots of caviar that's given to me. That's all my life is.
So Luann's like, so you went home with that model or what? And she's like, oh my God, I'm just so tired of being so hot. It's just so difficult.
Yeah. So like, so did you even have sex with him? Did I? I could barely walk today. I mean, I don't know if it's all the caviar weighing me down or all the actual sex I had with his penis going into my vagina. I mean, am I Sonya Morgan?
Only because they haven't figured a way to sue you out of that last name. But yes, for now, yes, you are. So Ramona comes and she's like, oh my God, it's pink roses in here. What are you, stealing my pink roses? Okay. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Alpine restaurant, okay. So Luann's like, well, guess what? Ramona took home Dylan, the male model. Would you believe it, girls? She took home Dylan. And I was like, kidding? Wow. No wonder why you look so fresh today, girl. Or as Ebony says, girlfriend. Wow. I'm learning so much, okay?
And Ramona's like, well, you know what? I'm a little shocked that she took him home. And I'm even more shocked that he went with her. Guy. And Sonya's like, so what are we going to do about this dinner? And Luann's like, well, it's a black Jewish dinner, okay? And Ramona asks if Ebony's going to be bringing the boyfriend. And then we
By the way, I just want to say that they kept on calling it a Seder, which is Passover. Like, oh, well, wait, what about this Seder? What about this black Jewish Seder Hanukkah Yom Kippur? Do we know what's happening with that, Rosh Hashanah? I also liked, by the way, it's kind of funny that in the context of speaking about this, Ramona, a pork chop arrives for Ramona. And Luann gets actually like very upset about it. She's like, a pork chop? Oh my God. I didn't see there was a pork chop on the menu. I mean, here I am, a cabaret star. And you think they would roll out all their premium content for me. And what do I get? A salad when they have a pork chop in the back? Well, I know one Alpine restaurant I won't be going back to. And it starts with this place and ends with a t. You get what I'm saying.
Actually, don't at all, okay? Let's talk about the Black Challah dinner, okay? It's all they care about, okay? You know what? Jewish people can't say hello without saying challah, okay? It's just a very twisty way of saying hello, okay? So they talk. Sonya's like, oh, I have news, girls. They broke up. Ebony broke up with her boyfriend. He said he wants her to be Jewish, but he doesn't want her to convert. And she's like, oh. So she has to be real Jewish, like Jewish, okay? Like brand name Jewish, not just knockoff Jewish, okay? Full grown Jew, okay?
Full real life Jew, okay? So Sonya feels bad for Ebony, and she's like, you know, why do these guys always have to think with their dick first? I mean, think about the woman and her feeling. I mean, she was just so excited, and, you know, I just can't with these men sometimes. You know, I gotta call her right now. I feel bad. I gotta call her.
So you know what? Then why are we even having Jewish Seder if you dumped her, okay? What's the point of even doing that, okay?
I mean, should we even know? I mean, shouldn't she be the one to tell us? Much like this restaurant should have told me that there was a pork chop on the menu. Am I right, ladies?
So Sonya calls Ebony, and she's like, oh my God, Ebony, I have to call you because I feel so bad because you told me something in confidence, and I just told the girls about it, and I'm just so upset that I would do that. And the one's like, you're upset, I'm upset, but in a much more educated way than Sonya. Just putting it out there.
And my emotion really stems more from a lack of a pork chop, to be honest. So Ebony's
you know
like,
what? I'm upset, and I don't even know what to call the dinner now. Is it Jewish? Is it pretend Jewish? Maybe you'll be Jewish enough in the next life dinner? I mean, what kind is it? It's like, sorry, your placenta wasn't Jewish enough? I mean, what are we having for appetizers? Someone just let me know. God.
Would it be bad if I wrapped up this pork and brought it to Shabbat Seder? So then Ebony is like, you know, dears, I'm sad about it, but you know, I learned the hard way. He broke my heart. Two heartbreaks in 1 year. I mean, geez, how much can a girl go through, dears? Am I right? Well, we'll probably discuss this at Shabbat dinner coming up tonight at 6 p.m. See you there.
Whoa, you know what? You better be able to take more because there's going to be a third thing because things bad things come in threes, okay? So watch out. You know what? And men can break up with you without even dating you first. So you never know. Maybe another man's going to break up with you. I mean, ask Sonia. She got broken up with a horse and carriage driver once. He said, get out and never come near me again, okay? You don't even have to date him.
You know what? Bad things happen in threes, okay? Look at Luann, okay? She's more like bad things happen in 45s. But whatever. First, she marries Tom, who is my lover and Sonia's lover first. Bad thing number one. Then he dumps her, okay? That's bad thing number two. And then she gets arrested. That's bad thing number three. Wow. She has to live with that the rest of her life. Wow. And then on fourth, she doesn't even get the pork chop that she wanted. Wow. At least she has goth. Am I right? Am I right?
You know what? Why didn't he tell you before he started dating you, okay? You know what? I'm upset now because this is a trust issue, okay? How do you trust men or even people or deer? Deer, for that matter. How do you even trust a deer again, okay? You know, you were friends first. That's what made it special. I mean, if you wanted to have sex with nannies in the house you pay for, he should have just said that so you don't have to read about it on page six with everybody else, okay?
I mean, how do you trust a doorway, okay? One moment's open, one moment's closed. Like, what do you want? What do you want to be? Either you stay open, stay closed. I don't know. I can't trust doors. That's why I don't walk through them anymore, okay? I just close my eyes and walk until I hit a wall, okay? I'm sorry. That's just my life.
You can be any amount of Jewish and still crawl through a window. There. Just said it. Life tip, okay?
If you prick me, do I not bleed? If you prick me, do I not say, hey, you pricked me, stupid?
Hey, I'll tell you what I'll do if you prick me. Love it, because I'm a meat magnet.
I'd like to prick some pork chop, if you don't mind. Waiter. Well, listen, from lamb curry to pork chop.
Breakups are never easy, but let me tell you. Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. Doing a song and a music video always makes things better. A little caviar, a little champagne on a New York rooftop, little makeup, little jewelry, giant necklace, mirror, mirror, on the wall. And then she like awkwardly reaches for a prop mirror. She's like, who's the fairest in the land? I guess he's not on this call. Okay, what did you do to whatever gay who was writing your lines? Did you kill him? Did you fire him? Did he run away? Get him back. This is terrible. This is embarrassing.
Those were the lyrics to Chic C'est La Vie. Hair done, jewelry on, a mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest in the land? I guess that's not his call. Chic C'est La Vie. C'est bon. I mean, your question actually still pertains to that. Like, it's still, your question is not invalidated by me saying these are the lyrics of Chic C'est La Vie.
I have a rush of emotions. A, I'm embarrassed, of course, that I don't know that. Because I'm a Bravo.
I'm embarrassed that I do.
I'm embarrassed that I'm so close with someone who does know that. And yeah. I don't who know. I'm full it. Of shame. I'm just full of shame right now. So just take it away, Ben.
I have to say one of the old saws that I think we all know of is that breakups are never easy, but doing a Christmas song and a video makes it easier. I mean, Luann really. I mean, if I've heard that expression once, I've heard it 1,000 times. Am I right? Like, the only way to get over a man is not to get over another man. It's not to get on top of another man, but it's to do a Christmas song and a video. I mean, it's so true. So Sonia's like, she's like, God, I was having so much fun being catty and bitchy. Now we have to be real friends again. Jeez, I feel so bad for Ebony. You know what? That's a betrayal. Okay, it's a betrayal. I'm sorry, it's a betrayal. Yeah, men don't think. I mean, you know what they think with their. And then she like takes like her napkin or her fork, whatever, to be like her penis or she does a penis gesture.
No, she does like prayer hands, doesn't she? She does no, like she was prayer making hands a penis in the middle with of her boobs and then starts bowing up and down, right?
No, she was taking like a, I forget what it was, like a roll up, like a roll up fork and knife or something, or she had something phallic that she's moving up and down like a penis.
Oh.
Think of my penis, Ronnie. What's more on brand? It's betrayal, okay?
Meat magnet. Meat magnet.
You know what, Ronnie? Misinterpretations happen in threes, okay?
Well, yeah, that was the second. So,
so now we arrive at Leah's chateau. Wait, it's not a chateau? Well, number three.
You can't force it, Ben, okay? You can't force it. I know.
Don't worry, the third one's coming soon.
Yeah, this is possibly the least fancy apartment in a long time at Leah's house. So she's going, do you want falafel, baby, for her little baby? And then Daniel, her brother, comes over. Now, watch what happens live last night. Andy said Twitter went crazy saying how hot Daniel is. What say you, Ben?
He was like normal. He's fine, to right? Me.
Yeah, me
he's
too.
He's like a normal person with a
mustache.
I felt
like he was perfect for like a guy in a falafel scene. Like what do you want?
Yes,
from me?
That, he was very falafel scene hot. Like he was very much. I mean, you know what made him less hot for me is knowing that he probably works at a trendy bakery in Brooklyn. And then when you ask him, "Do you have any more chocolate croissants?" I go, "No." And I'll sort of like tap something, and you'll be like, you'll sort of sit there in that pregnant silence while he doesn't offer up something else. And then you'll be like, "Okay, well, do you have plain croissants?" I'm like, "Nope, sold out of those too." And you're like, "Okay, you know what? Why did I even come to Brooklyn to this bakery in the first place?" That's the vibe he gives me.
But you know what he's thinking? Why is this queen not just looking in the glass case? Like, why do I have to tell him everything? You know what I mean? So now I'm on Daniel's side.
No, except the thing is that,
isn't it?
No, because the thing is that I would go there and be like, you know, I see there's no chocolate croissant, so I'm not going to ask for one. So I order the plain croissant, and then I sit down with the plain croissant, and I see someone say, "Do you have any chocolate croissants in the back?" He's like, "Oh, yeah, I have some in the back." But he was too lazy to put them in the case.
True. But as someone who lived in trendy Brooklyn for about 7 years or so, I can tell you that glass case, you know, they'll just fuck with you on purpose. They'll put all the croissants in a metal case you can't see. So you do have to be like, "Do you have a chocolate croissant?" Just so they can be snotty with you the whole time.
Yeah. So I think that the conclusion is that Daniel looks like someone who secretly has croissants in the back. That's his vibe, which is not actually a very hot quality to me. I want someone with upfront croissants.
Yeah, you just totally unhotted him. You took any hotness that he had away. So sorry, Daniel. Blame Ben.
Sorry. So he's also he's the younger brother. He's like 9 years younger, and he's Bunny's favorite, probably because he's the only one that they didn't have to throw into a convent when he was 15. So
he's like the only one who doesn't insist on cutting his own bangs.
So he's the only one who hasn't thrown a tiki torch or a ravioli in the past 5 years.
So he brings a rosary over from grandma, and it was the rosary that was wrapped around her arm, I guess. And he's like, "Don't smell it. It's fucked up." So she smells it. And then she's like, "Ugh!" Okay, so Sarah's coming over. So Sarah comes over, and then they basically just eat and bitch about their mom.
Yeah, they have predictably boring patter that's amusing to them, but it's not necessarily amusing to us. You know, they talk about, well, first of all, what's also funny, and you knew that I was going to have this reaction. Sarah comes over and goes, "Oh my God." Well, first they go, "Wow, your face looks beautiful. What, did you do something to it?" And she goes, "I don't know. I threw up today." Like, "Well, I hope you're not pregnant." She goes, No, but I've just been sick the past few days." And then he goes, "Yeah, I've been sick the past few days also." I'm like,
Yeah, he said, "I almost threw up too." Yeah, he's like, "I almost threw up too." Nice.
You know, those cameramen were just like looking back and forth at each other like, "Do we call OSHA or something?" Like, these are unmasked people who are sick right now in front of us.
I know. The rest of the scene, they're all bleeding from their eyes. We're like, what a boring scene. So they talk about Bunny and how Bunny is harder on the girls than everybody else. And Leah's like, "Oh my God." She called me the other day and she's like, "Are you seriously going to be Jewish? I mean," and I was like, "Yeah, I mean, I'm totally in like Jewish class. I mean, I know an rabbi, so that's something." So,
yeah. And they're like, "So what's the deal with this rabbi?" And he goes, "Well, he's like a New Yorker and he curses sometimes and he's fucking
funny as hell.
He's a boxer.
He teaches boxing." Yeah.
I was going to say that.
He's really opening Sonya up. Martin's just playing every small role this season.
A rabbi. I just like the idea that Leah might not know the difference between a boxer and a rabbi. Like, "Oh my God. I went to this most amazing spiritual retreat with two rabbis and they just like got into it and everyone was just like cheering." It's like, you went to an Evander Holyfield match, didn't you?
Yeah, it just has holy in the name.
Yeah.
So Sarah's like, "Are you banging him?" She's like, "No, gross." She's like, "You're totally banging him." "No, I'm not. Gross." "I would bang him though. He's hot. He's like young. I'd bang him." "I'd bang him too. I don't even know him.
It's just my unorthodox life."
So we go to Sonia at her townhouse with confused assistants.
Yes.
Would it be a Sonia scene without confused young people who were probably human trafficked from God knows where? So Sonia's like, "Well, I'll tell you this. There is no way any mofo is getting in here. I have burglar alarms, I have monoxide detectors, I have cameras, and I have the poodle.
We get a close-up of Marley, who's just like, yeah, Marley's going to help. What is she going to poop on the floor to like scare away the burglars?
So alarm system, monoxide detectors, fire alarms, cameras, and a poodle. So basically, if there is a plant that's on fire that's trying to break into the house that's also afraid of dogs, she's set. She's got all the traps ready for it.
Yeah.
So Alita St. James comes over. So Alita is our healer from earlier in the season, and so Alita comes over. Even though Alita St. James definitely sounds like she should be, if anyone sounds like they're a cabaret star, it's Alita St. James, right?
It does. I think that she's playing Reno Sweeney in some dinner theater somewhere in Anything Goes. Like, that's who that is.
I want her to become famous, and then I want Susan St. James to play Alita St. James. And it could be called St. James on St. James. So Sonia tells us, you know, after that seance, I realized I never really did do the work on, you know, regarding my dad. Like, literally, the seance lady was like, you know, you should really go see someone who's a therapist, like someone who has degrees, someone who's trained in this, not just another quack. And then in comes Alita St. James, her like percussions and her triangles and bassoons. And
I know, timpanies. She didn't even tell Alita to wear one of those like doctor things around her neck. What do you call them? Where you put it up against someone's
stethoscope.
Heart. Yeah, yeah. Like, at least bring a stethoscope, girl. Come on, make some kind of effort. Or at least have Martin play, you know, have Martin play a real doctor or something. I don't know. So
someone just try to have some vague sense of medical training.
So Sonia's like, yeah, well, you know, I thought that I might have a daddy complex. I just didn't realize that it went back to my dad.
And I thought with a daddy complex, you know, it is called a complex, so I thought it would be a very difficult thing to understand, but it turns out it's very simple. They should call it a daddy simple. It just goes right simply back to your dad.
I mean, dad complex just sounds like a very thick piece of bread that takes a long time to digest.
Daddy complex sounds like a gay cruise for burly men.
A daddy complex. It's just an apartment building for aging queens with hairy backs.
I don't know what actually had to do with my dad, although he actually was an aging queen with a hairy back, so I guess it makes sense.
So Alita's like, all right, we talked about the seance already. And Sonya's like, yeah, well, here's what happened. We were having a seance, and my dad came into the room, and he said he felt bad about being absent. You know what? I've seen this routine with other men because my mom's second husband really didn't want to ever see me. I mean, he didn't want me. I was just a kid. You know how much that hurt? I think it was the most evident when he bought a new convertible, and he drove up, and he was looking so dapper and handsome, and then all the kids piled into the car, and he asked me to get out of the car.
It's such a specific and sad memory. Like, I've explained so much. Like, oh, why does Sonia act the way she does? Oh, because she was the kid that wasn't allowed in the convertible. And it's like, that makes sense.
Well,
I get
if anything, it explains why she poops on the jitney.
That's for sure. It explains why she also likes going topless.
Any kind of transportation, she just reverts, you know. She's like, going on the jitney, better get my diapers. Better get my dipes.
You know, she's obviously carrying a lot of, you know, hurt and anger and abandonment issues from that. And she, especially because she said that she took care of all her siblings that she was very close with, which I guess were maybe his siblings or maybe at least her half siblings. She took care of all of them, and then she wasn't even allowed in the convertible. So yeah.
Fuck that guy. God, yeah, I wish I could have a seance where Sonya's dad showed up so I could just say, fuck you. Piece of crap. Okay.
Get out of this adorable hotel, ghost. You don't get to come here and be like, sorry, I was immature. No, you don't get to do that. Okay. If you're going to come, you come and you better bring some ghost gossip. Like,
yeah.
I was just talking to Whitney Houston and she told me who really got her on drugs. Like, bring that, dad. Don't be like, I'm sorry I wasn't there for you. That's not enough.
Yeah, agreed. Was it really peanut butter and banana sandwiches Elvis was eating on the pot when he passed? I need to know. Mm-hmm. Like, bring me something good.
How about Nicole? I'd like to know from Nicole Brown who did it and how did it happen. Okay? I'd like to know that. Yeah. So, Alita, by the way, Alita's looking very Rachel Zoe today. Or maybe I should say Rachel Zoe's looking very Alita these days. But it's kind of like, Alita is like, imagine if Rachel Zoe showed up at your house with a tambourine and said she was going to find out your childhood problems. That's what Alita gives me. So she says, like, okay, you know what? Like, you've locked in a lot of feelings of abandonment. And I want to break the pattern of you feeling like men abandon you. Okay, we need to go back and take away the trauma of your father not taking care of you and not cherishing you. So we're going to manifest it. So let's do it in the right way, not the wrong way, the right way. And it just cuts a boom, 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 boom.
And Sonya's like, in essence, what Alita is saying is what Ebony is saying. Recognize your worth and don't let people step all over you. Alita, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll get my purse. Could you get your foot off my chest? I just need to get my purse.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Ebony's apartment. So it's delivery, DNA delivery. Okay. We've all been there.
We've all been there. We've all had that FedEx show up.
Whether it's a FedEx or a Grindr hookup, one way or another, that DNA gets to the front door for all of us.
Or even a Domino's pizza. So,
ew. I hope my Domino's pizza doesn't have any DNA in it.
Listen, it's probably not like, it doesn't have to be. Listen, it probably does. I'll just be honest. What was the name of that lady? What's Carol. Your delivery woman?
It's Carol? Like a little Carol DNA. I hope Carol opens a pizza every time before she delivers it, just kisses it in the middle. Like,
I think that's
you,
what
honey.
It is. That's what I think
love
it is. I don't
you,
think
honey.
It's anything nefarious. I think it's that she just kisses it and says, well, I give a kiss to all my customers.
Is this lipstick or tomato sauce? Carol, you little trickster.
So, Ebony, if I remember correctly, last episode, Ebony told Ashley that the whole plan was that they were going to, like, open up the results together, right? And I felt
well,
like this
maybe,
was a
but
little...
she said she was going to. I think she just wanted Ashley out of her house because Ashley was there right when they took the swab, wasn't she? Well, they showed someone else there.
Oh,
I didn't
know.
See who it was. I just
I don't
assumed
know if
it was
Ashley.
Ashley. But yeah, she said she would facilitate it. So I don't know. I don't know. So anyway, she gets the DNA delivery. And she talks about how, you know, she opens this envelope and she's going to know how her whole life changes. Like, it could be that she has a dad after all and a new family, and the man she thought was her dad is her dad, and now everything's going to make sense. Or she could just open it up and she still, you know, doesn't have a dad.
Yeah.
No pressure.
So, yeah, no pressure. So she opens it up and she looks. We can't really tell what's going on. We can't really read her expression just yet. So she FaceTimes Ashley. She's like, hello, dear. It's Ebony, and I'm here with our results of our DNA tests. But first, the weather. Hey, Chuck, tell us what the weather's going to be like this week. Gosh, it's really been hot. Am I right?
It is raining DNA. It is raining DNA all over the city. So she opens it and she calls Ashley. And we can't really tell what's happening because she's doing that news person. Like, you don't know if there's been a car. There's been like a 12-car pileup, but you don't know if everybody is dead or everybody's alive till after the commercial. And the newscaster's doing that like literal thinking pose with their fingers under their chin, just nodding like this until we get back. Mm-hmm. So that's what Ebony's doing.
Yeah, it's a little bit also like the teleprompter went out, so the newscaster has to be like, well, I got to improvise, but I don't really have anything to say, so I'll grab my chin and just nod and be introspective right now.
So she calls Ashley and uses really sweet, comforting language to break the news. She's like, the paperwork doesn't support that we are sisters.
Ashley's like, what?
She's so serious. But it's sad, you know, because they actually really like each other now. And so Ashley starts crying. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, we'll promise we're going to get along. And it's like the kind of the end of camp where you're like, but we love each other. We're never going to forget this day. And then you're like, I'm not sending that idiot something for Christmas. Hell no. I've got enough going on.
Yeah. So, yeah, because they keep saying, like, well, we'll still be in each other's lives. And, you know, Ebony's saying things like, well, you know, this this young woman is someone who I hold very dear to me, dear. And then she goes, this is not the end of our relationship as far as I'm concerned. You be good. Bye-bye. There's nothing about you be good, bye-bye. That sounds like we will continue to be friends.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like you're going to call me back. And Ashley's like, well, I'm going to get into this. And Ebony goes, is that Cabernet? We have so much in common. I was like, this relationship's dead.
I know it's done. You be good, bye-bye.
The most popular wine in the country. We have so much in common. Bye-bye now. Take care.
Bye-bye now, dear.
Enjoy your screw top, dear.
I've got a new phone number. It's 1234-5678. Call me anytime. So now
777 FILM.
1-800 Cars for Kids. That's 1-800 Cars for Kids.
Don't do that. You know what that's
I didn't
lead
sing
to.
It. I didn't
you know
sing
what
it.
It's gonna lead to. Okay.
1-800 MATTRES. Leave the last S off for see you later. Okay, bye.
So here we are, so back at Sonia's townhouse. Now she's with her ex, her former intern, Will. And she's like, oh my God, well, I have to look good because I rep the brand. So come on, should I wear a bra under here? Maybe I should wear a bra. But it's Armani. You don't wear a bra with Armani. I mean, it's a style. It's a style, Will.
I don't understand how she's repping the brand by wearing Armani. So she's like, well, you know, unfortunately, Century 21 went bankrupt and they said I was their number one sellout, their number one online item, which brings me back to Gaurav. I mean, why aren't you telling me that I'm the best sellout? Okay, something doesn't add up and I want to see the books. So Sonia has finally realized the guy she's working with is just super, super shady. Something we've realized for about 4 years now, right?
Well, I mean, Sonia's just such an easy target that it's hard to imagine, you know, like someone from Shark Tank showing up and being like, we're really going to do this. Okay. True. You seem, if anything, Sonia, you seem serious. Okay. You, to me, seem like a serious person who's going to work every day until this happens. So, of course, it's someone totally shady. Although, we don't really have proof that he's shady. I mean, I saw an Excel spreadsheet, so I don't know how shady he is. Sonia just doesn't understand. It's like, Sonia's so delusional to think like I was in Century 21. Century 21 got shut down. Why don't I have $1 million?
Yeah. So she decides that she's going to bring. She wants to look at the book. She's having Gaurav and Laura come over, and she decides that she wants to have Ramona come with her since Bethany's not on the show anymore, and Bethany can't basically just berate them. She decides to bring Ramona, which I actually think was a really good decision. I think that this was Ramona's sweet spot right here. This is where all of Ramona, like all of her energy and her all of her awfulness, gets put to good use. It's like bringing her in to come face to face with someone who's shady and just yelling at them. It was perfect for me.
Yeah. So Sonia's like, listen, this guy, just every time I ask him anything, he just gives me all these random answers that don't make any sense. And it cuts to him going, we will be going Martha Stewart level soon. I was like, yeah, that's never good to hear. Sounds like a lie. So then Ramona comes and Ramona enters just like Ramona. She goes, hi, I'm Ramona. I don't think I've met you. And Laura's like, oh yeah, actually we've met, but it was a long time ago. It was a long time. Oh, we've met before? Oh, all right. No, well,
I would remember someone as plain as you. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
So,
you're so plain. I would have tried to put cream cheese on you.
You're like a bagel, which is funny because I'm going to Jewish Shabbat. Okay. So, you know what? Sonia's very proud of her brand. Okay. Sonia Morgan. And I just have some input. Okay. I'm coming to this discussion very educated in business. Okay. I opened up my own company and I had successes for many years, okay, because I bought closeout. Okay, I bought closeout. So
she tells us, my goal here is to see the money, or as Ebony would say, show me my coins, girlfriend. Okay, show me my coins.
It's also the official anthem of Hanukkah. They've got chocolate coins. Show me my chocolate coins, girlfriend. Show me my chocolate coins, girlfriend. So Gaurav is like, well, you know what? The first month we've sold like $2,000 a day. But now we're up to 50,000 or not a day, but like per month. And now we're up to 50,000 per year. Girl goes, no, per month. She goes, all right. So 50,000 a month, that's $600,000 a year. So if you're $600,000 a year, then here's a question for you. How much does Mario still want to get back with me? Okay. Cause I really think he wants it a lot.
So she's like, 600,000. Okay, that means, you know, you're making most of that as profit because you're selling things on the internet, so you don't have overhead. And he's like, oh, really? So what are the expectations of cost in your opinion, Ramona? And she's like, well, you know what? Everyone has different expenses. Depends. And he says, okay, well, would you like to be creative director of this website and learn it? Which, yeah. So he's getting bitchy with Ramona for butting into his business, but that's not really a good look either. Because Sonia is bringing someone to say, just explain to me this money. And he's like, oh, really? You want to take over now?
Well, also, because she's like, you should be probably having about $400,000 of profit a year. And he's saying, do you know how expensive it is to run a website? I'm sorry, it's not $400,000 a year. I don't know what the...
No, he's saying the distributorship. So he's saying, like, paying the lawyers and the distributors, and then they have to get these clothes. Well, I'm sure they're not getting them made. They're probably buying them from Alibaba or something and slapping on her, you know, her name tag or whatever, but... Right. Whatever. I mean, it's not just nothing just because it's on the internet. You still have to get the product, get it shipped, get it distributed, get the lawyers in there, get all that. So she's right. Like, no, you know what? I'm just an advisor, okay? But what I do know is with $600,000 a year, there's money for Sonia to get something every month. And Sonia's like, yes, 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 that's it. Sonia's like losing it over on the other side of the table, just like cheering at a game.
And I'm like, see, yeah, like they're getting to the bottom of this. And then Laura's like, she should talk about the uncashed checks, right? And, whoa, the plain bagel wants to say something, okay? So it turns out that apparently Sonia has a $10,000.
What do you got, locks over your hold? Speak up. Speak up, bagel.
Can't hear through that schmear, okay? So Sonia has like a $10,000 uncashed check, which, by the way, I before we get into this, I don't think that that substitutes for why she's gotten no money. I mean, like, clearly she has a check that she had to do, but she should probably have more than $10,000, right? So he's like, do you know that Sonia has a $10,000 uncashed check? And Ramona goes, pardon? Because he has a $10,000 uncashed check. And Sonia goes, no, I don't. Well, they sent me a $2,000 a check, but I threw that out. I mean, that was just insulting. Like, how do you throw out a $2,000 check?
That was just insulting. And Sarah's like, maybe you're not getting your mail. And he goes, here, Sonia, look, $10,000. It's right here in the books. And she stands up and she's like, nuh-uh, $2,000. You listen to me. That was an insult. I didn't catch that. $10,000. I need the books. She's yelling at him. And he's like, I don't lie. I do not lie. She goes, I need the books. Where did you find that $10,000? Where did you find that $2,000? He goes, it's $10,000.
and then Ramona doesn't. Now she's like, you know, I'm a little confused because she didn't tell me that, okay? Just the way that Mario didn't tell me he was having an affair, okay? So then Gaurav is like, look, all the money that's there is for lawyers and for distribution of brands or whatever. She's like, so how much did you take out to pay the lawyer fees and the brand fees, okay? He's like, the only thing, I don't know, ultimately it comes out that they paid $60,000 to the lawyers. And Ramona just throws down her phone. You took $80,000 you're supposed to give her, and you took $60,000 of that? Case dismissed. She's like very Judge Judy in this moment.
Yeah, she just throws the phone down. And he's like, I did not take. Those bills are for a company and Sonia, not for me. And Sonia's like, oh, really? Well, if you sell $50,000 from now on, I get $5,000. I need to see the books. He's like, I gave you the tax filings. I didn't say tax filings. I said books. So now Sonia and Ramona are both standing up, just yelling at this guy.
And then it turns into, I need a tequila, okay? Well, I just peed my pants.
And Sarah goes, you're not even wearing pants. Shut up, bagel, all right? Stop acting like an everything, okay?
So I can't tell. I wonder, do you think Sonia is clearly... She's clearly surrounded herself with people who are taking advantage of her. I just can't tell where or who they are. So it sounds like she has, if we were to believe Gaurav, it sounds like she has also a very shady business infrastructure with the Sonia Morgan Group. I don't know, but she needs to definitely get something.
Well, it sounds like she's got some kind of setup where everybody else does all the work and she takes a percentage, right? Which is kind of standard for these shows. They slap their name on whatever. So this guy's handling everything, and then she's getting a percentage. And so now she's saying, what is that? But if he's saying he's paying her and she's not even bothering to cash the checks, I mean, who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
But he whipped out an Excel spreadsheet and was scrolling through it going, look, here's where every dime goes. And they're just yelling, books, books, journals, books, books and journals.
True. Although, one thing that a con man would be really good at is making a spreadsheet and just sort of like inundating you with data that you just can't really parse. So, but it makes you look really good. So, I don't know. It's a little bit of a push. I can't really tell who's at fault here, but someone's at fault. And this may need to be escalated to Bethany.
I think Bethany needs to get frankled for sure.
I think we need to bring this up to the next level.
Yeah. So then Luann gets to some hotel lobby and hugs Jerry, her director of photography. He's like, oh my God, second video, we're doing it. And Evan, her director, is like, welcome to your living room. Welcome.
Yeah.
The Marriott Marquis lobby.
Welcome. Oh my God, the caviar arrived. So she had gotten caviar protrusion for everyone. And she goes, I want this music video to reflect the holidays and friends getting together and celebrating and joy and just being with the people that you love. And if you can't find them, you have Ramona. And that's what I want this vibe to be, okay? I hope that people get the vibe from the girls because, you know, you never know, okay? So in conclusion, I want people to watch this video and think, wow, I love all those holidays where I eat caviar with women I don't really like that much.
So Billy Stritch comes and he's like, well, you know, this is pretty late, Luann, that we're getting this done. I don't know that it's going to be there for this Christmas, but maybe next. She goes, well, then we can do an album, an entire Christmas album. He's like, and we'll do it in the summer because that's when you do Christmas albums. She goes, yes. And Leah can rest assured that all the paperwork can be in order.
I also love how Luann acts like they've cracked the code because when he's like, you know what, we'll do it this summer. You do these things in the summer. She goes, that's the thing. Like, as if she's getting a leg up on all the other artists who are coming up with Christmas albums. Well, they're all working in late November. I'm getting started in July. Ha-ha!
Tell me this isn't hard work. So Leah picks up Ebony, and Leah looks good. And it's because she's dressed in Giovanni. So that answers that question. So she's in like a Giovanni dress that Luann sent over, and she's like, I would never be wearing this, but at least I got Giovanni and not a sweatsuit like last year.
Yeah, we see the Sonia Morgan fashion show where she had that sweatsuit. So Ebony tells Leah about Ashley and the DNA test and everything, and you know, they're looking at the silver lining, which is that maybe Ebony's father is alive, and she's gonna, like, once and for all, she's gonna keep on searching and do some DNA testing and see, like, if she can find her father. I think the most amazing thing is if she found out that she's actually Melissa Gorga's sister. Like, that would be like, wow, that's what I've been waiting for.
That would be pretty crazy.
I knew she was on this show for a reason.
Yeah, that would be pretty crazy. God, that would be great, actually. So then I'm too into it. I'm like, wow. She would be so great, mortified. Could you imagine her going to sit with Melissa and her sisters and her mom? They'd be like, so what do you do, honey?
She'd be like, oh, okay, bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So now, the song is playing. What do I want for Christmas? It's you.
And Ramona arrives. Hey, did you ever realize, is Ramona? Oh, never mind. I thought Ramona might be a anagram for aroma, but it's not. So Ramona
should be with all the poop she drops.
Well. So she arrives on the set and she's like, hello. They're like literally shooting this music video. And she's like, you know what? Hello. Can I get some cold champagne, please? This is warm champagne. Okay. Whoa. I'm going to put an ice cube in it. Whoa. I spilled. Hey, everyone. Whoa. Whoa. Quiet on the set. I spilled some champagne, guys. Whoa.
Sorry. Okay.
And the director's like, okay, Luann, we're just going to do this beginning over and over again. She's like, I know, but it's cold out here and it's raining. My hair is going to be a mess.
She's turning into a full diva. It's amazing. Well, she already was one, but now it's really coming out. So all Luann has to do is walk through some doors and sing her one line and sort of like come to a halt at the piano. And she just can't do it. She's like, what do I want for Chris? What's the rest of that word? Chris John? Chris Day? Chris Poe? Christmas. What do I want for Christmas? What am I dreaming of? It's like, Luann, you walk to the corner. Walk to the piano, Luann. Walk to the piano.
What do I want for Christmas? I'm sorry. There's a fly. It was a floater. It was a floater. All right. I'll try again.
What do I want for Christmas? Luann, don't try to Dick Van Dyke over that sofa. Just go to the piano, please.
What do I want? Luann, you walked the wrong way, Luann. You're off the balcony now. All right, someone go get Luann, please.
What do I want for Christmas? Luann, I don't know where you got those bongos, but we're gonna have to strike those. Okay, from the top. Mona goes, take 50, okay?
So he's like, don't worry, it's just you singing opening the door. She's like, but I'm outside. I can't hear the cue if I'm outside. Okay, you know what? Someone's going to wave to you, okay? I'm going to wait. She's like, okay, just go back out there. We're going to wait, okay? That's what we're going to do.
She's going to wave.
This girl. The poor girl. Look, this girl can wave. Wave. Show me. Look, she did it. I taught this girl to wave. You know what? You're going to have a really good career waving. I'm a businesswoman, okay? Okay, this girl's going to wave at you, okay? Everybody get over there. Brother. I came right in time, guy.
Luann, we found a homeless girl, and she's going to wave to you, okay? And we're feeding her caviar so she can turn her life around, okay? She's going to wave to you, Luann. Look at her wave, okay, Luann?
Wow, and the girl who's Molly, who is Sonia's ex-assistant, one of her ex-assistants, so she probably is homeless, is like, wow, Ramona, you should be a director. She goes, I am a director, okay? Somehow, I need to get something done, and it gets done. So I could be a director, I could be a producer, I could be a seller of real estate, a woman who looks like a 12-year-old who eats stem cells for breakfast, you name it. I could do it if I put my mind to it, okay?
You ever hear the show Property Brothers? There's going to be a show called The Property Sisters. It's going to be me and Avery, because let's be honest, okay? She looks like my sister, okay? I'm sorry. It's my best friend / daughter.
So Ebony and Leah come, and Luann's like, girls, Evita, it's like, what a reaction.
Girls, you're just in time. We're doing a high-risk stunt that involves me walking through a door and singing. So please, make yourself comfortable and brace for some very high-level cabaret.
I'm the Tom Cruise of the Marriott Marquis Lobby, girls. Okay. Ma, help the girls out, all right? Show them to caviar and the... Well, actually, that's all we have. So just show them to that, would you?
All right, we're ready because it's cold out there, okay? Ooh, there should be a song like that. Like, hey, baby, it's cold out there. I wish I were in Gestad. Does that sound right?
Well, you know what, Luann? You look great in white. I mean, this is a comedy, right?
I'd like it. It shows off all your problem areas, okay? So
you know what? What's a music video if you can't actually see someone's varicose veins through their dress? Okay.
So let's. All right, are we ready to shoot this goddamn thing? Oh, what do I want from Christmas? Then all of a sudden, Leah's dog comes running into the shot. Like, could someone get this mud out of here?
The champagne flying, a dog running around. I mean, this isn't the Plaza Hotel. It's a music video. Could you get some caviar and get my first shot in? Come on, girls.
So Luann's doing it. Like, literally, like, the 40th time we watched it. And Leah's just watching from the sides, and her face is like, ew, like, what is this? She's already been doing it, like, 30 times already. She's so stupid. She can't even sing and walk at the same time, okay?
And she's like, I feel like I'm walking into what Luann views as eternal life when she gets to heaven. There's caviar, boxes of Tiffany's, and her is the star. And Ramona's like, well, Billy, you know what? Give me a drink, okay?
She just starts bossing around Billy. And he's like, okay, Ramona, but go slow. Don't get sloshed. Honey, I never get sloshed, okay? That's one thing I know how to do is I handle my alcohol the way I handle my men. I do it well, like a maven, okay?
Yeah.
And then she walks away.
And Billy's like, oh, so for her forgetting her words and getting sloshed, those things don't have either. Those things are totally disconnected, right? And Leah's like, she gets shitty all the time. He goes, I know.
This guy knows she does. I get drunk text messages in the middle of the night of her boobs. So then now Ramona's just eating caviar. And
like only Ramona can eat caviar. She's like, well,
yes, caviar. I love caviar. Okay.
You know what? Someone said they wanted someone to eat the caviar, and I did it. I just get things done, okay? So then Luann's like, oh, Ebony, I'm so sorry to hear about your breakup. And Ebony's like, yeah, well, you know, I think right now I'm just going to take a break from dating because, I mean, you know, the thing is with breakups, I just went through one myself with Garth. I mean, we were spotted in Sag Harbor and photographers came out of nowhere. And it was crazy. And it's so funny because I knew them all and I just happened to have texted them earlier. But I didn't say come take photos of us while we're eating outside at 6:35 p.m. So, I mean, they just took so many photos and we were everywhere. And, you know, I want a guy who's proud to walk down the street with me and, you know, a Page Six article about how he's dating a superstar isn't gonna make him shy.
Yeah, well, men are respectful of women. You know what? They're resentful of women who are more successful than them, smarter than them, have more connections than them, have boobs up to their chin, and have faces like babies that just came out of a womb, okay? Men are very resentful people.
I know. It's like when I was reading that article about me and Garth, and I thought, wow, look at that resentful person in that photo. And I realized that was my ex-boyfriend, Garth, in Page Six, next to me. Oh, God, men.
Speaking of that, I was just telling her that once I date men and they find out I'm in the press, they're like, Ramona, you are fabulous. You are gorgeous. You are stunning. You poop on the floor sometimes, but I don't want to be in the press. That's it, okay? I cannot be in the press, okay?
Oh, I mean, it's just absolutely mortifying being in the press. I mean, here you are just trying to live the normal life of a Sag Harbor celebrity. And next thing you know, you're on Page Six with a very handsome man who's just too embarrassed to be seen in your celebrity. Ah, that's difficult, ladies. It's real difficult.
So Ebony is just listening to these two delusional narcissists like, okay, thanks for letting me talk about me, girls.
Ebony got to say one word about her breakup.
Good talk, guys. So then Leah does her shot, and she's she's so Leah because she comes in, like, smiling. She's like, huh, and just drops it immediately. She's like, where am I looking? All right, let's do it again.
Blah, blah, line, line, line. I'm like, perfect, Leah, perfect.
She's like an instant frown.
Yes. So then we have the most random scandal, which is Luann pulls Ramona aside. He's like, well, so, you know that Sonia left her caviar in the hotel room. Would you believe it? Her caviar in the hotel room. Because I guess she gave Sonia caviar at the birthday party for her to take home.
Well, you know that Luann just got a bunch of free caviar from Petrosian, right? Like, yeah. We all know that obviously Petrosian, this is obviously something that they're advertising through the show. And that's what Luann is giving to people as gifts. Fucking Luann. She is so cheap. So, yeah, she's like, well, I heard I put a little air tag on the bottom of that caviar and I know it was in the hotel. And Ramona's like, yeah, you know what? Because she passed out the hotel. That's it. She goes, oh, she passed out. Well, you know what? We're going to have to talk to Hank because Hank and Hank will know the real story. She's like, no, I already got the whole story, okay? So here's what happened. Basically, Sonia went back to the hotel that model was staying at, and he was staying there with his girlfriend. Oh, man, I cannot get a squeal out to save my life.
That's all right.
And he was with his girlfriend. So Sonia, Dylan, and his girlfriend.
Maybe you need some lamb curry to open up that throat. When you're a singer, you know all the vocal exercises. They go something like this.
So Ramona is doing her pterodactyl squeal laughing. And then we see that this was all on Instagram Live, and Dylan was, like, doing a cheesy, like, look, I'm so gorgeous face, yeah. And looking around his hotel room and, like, swinging his big mane of hair around. And then we see an arrow pointing to Sonya sitting on the bed, and then another arrow pointing to the girlfriend, who's basically just a weave who's packing things.
You know what? I saw the girlfriend at Dylan's Insta story, and then Hank got a call at 2 a.m. and Dylan said, listen, you have to come get Sonya because she's passed out drunk in my hotel room, and you gotta get her. You gotta get her out of here, okay? I mean, why is Sonya making up stories? I mean, why does she say she had hot sex with a hot guy when she actually passed out in his bed and someone had to go get her, okay? Why should she do that?
Oh, so this whole story she just made up? No wonder she said she'd never see him again. She was trying to pontificate. Oh, well, how grateful are we that we have Hank to go get her? I mean, otherwise, we would have both had to ignore her, and that would have been rude.
She's always making up stories. And then she said, you see, Lou, I still got it. I'm like, well, those two things that she doesn't got, the sex and the caviar. Am I right, girls? Am I right?
So Luann catches herself because they're being catty, but it's also so funny, right? So she's like, yeah. And I get it. Of course Sonya still has it. She doesn't need to lie about still having it by banging a 25-year-old for crying out loud. Ramona's like, you know what? She's jealous of Garth, okay? You know what? I said, you know who's a good singer? Trisha Yearwood. And she threw a glass of Voss at my head, okay? That's very jealous of Garth.
I mean, Garth and I aren't even together. I mean, after that article ran in Page 6, which featured a photograph of the two of us above the fold. Well, he just couldn't stand that pressure anymore, so we're not even together anymore. Oh, the crushing weight of celebrity. Am I right, girls?
Well, she's jealous of Garth, I'm telling you. Oh, yeah, well, Garth isn't even a thing. Yeah, and did you see how happy she was about that? Okay? She was beaming, okay? She was beaming. She was so happy you broke up with Garth. And the man's like, well, that is true. That is true. You know what? She always does do those things to me. When she's drunk, she's all over me and she loves me. But in the daytime, she makes all these little digs at me. And I know it's coming from a place of just being sad. I mean, can you imagine waking up every day, looking in the mirror and seeing not me? I mean, it's a horrible life for anybody to live, really. Are you okay?
I mean, she left the caviar behind, too. I mean, that's the worst part of the story. All that caviar! So now it's time to shoot Ramona. So Ramona's she's doing her part, and Sonya arrives, and Sonya's like, oh, I've got a gift for you, Luann. And so now this is when Luann and Ramona are so mean. Luann's like, oh, hey, did you just love that caviar that you most assuredly ate the other night? Because I gave it to you and you most certainly brought it home with you, right? Did you just love it? She's like, oh, yeah, I certainly did. Did you eat it? Did you eat it? Oh, yeah, I did. I ate that caviar. You did? Oh, yeah, I ate it with the model.
Oh, you had it with the model. You know, I love Sonya, but she's a storyteller and not the musical kind, so it doesn't really count. You know, she makes up shit all the time. So Sonya's saying hi to all the girls, and she says hi to her old assistant who's now her old intern, who's now actually probably getting paid, I would assume, through Luann. And she's like, look at us. You know, look at us. We look great. And may I kiss the ring of Master Stritch? I mean, you can say whatever you want about Sonya, but at least she's respectful of Billy. She's like the only person in this cast who's like, oh, you're kind of a god. Okay, I'll give you some respect.
Yeah, but she's not respectful of the production because Ramona's like, quiet on the set. I can't hear my part. Quiet on the set, okay? You know, I have a hearing thing, okay? I can't concentrate on sounds.
Yeah, she says, I have hearing things. I can't hear sounds, okay? Don't hear sounds.
Now I hope the ladies understand that there's a lot that goes into production, musical videos, and cabaret shows, and I'm not just a diva. It's really, really hard work. I mean, do you think someone can just walk into a room and stand by a piano and lip sync a line? I don't think so.
Well, I'm not going to get out for Christmas, girls. To get it on Spotify, etc., I have to wait. And you know what? Leah, I'll have my paperwork in order. It'll give me time. And Leah's like, I know she's being sarcastic, but good.
Yeah, exactly. So then Ramona, like, she does her thing in, like, one line. She does, like, two takes, and she's done. She starts dancing. She's like, wah, wah, wah. You know, what can I say when I get it? I get it, and I got it, okay? What can I say?
Do I have it? You don't. Boys, got it. She's like doing gypsy and she doesn't even know. So Ramona is asking. So Ramona goes back to Sonia. She's like, "So, Sonia, did you eat the caviar?" She's like, "Yeah, I brought it to the hotel and I had it with the model. But that's the last thing I remember after being with that model."
Wow, he was gorgeous. Oh, and he was a very good lover. I mean, God, what a night. Sex, caviar, sex, more caviar, more caviar, a little bit more sex. Oh, my goodness.
I thought, how many eggs is this guy going to swallow tonight? And so Sonia's like, you know, Leah, I know you didn't like him because he's effeminate. You know, you don't like that. You're not attracted to slim models. So Luann and Ramona are both cracking up because Leah doesn't know any of this yet, right? So she's like, right. Well, I didn't like that he was commenting on everyone's outfits, but I mean, he was good looking.
Yeah. And she's like, well, you know what? I've had a hard time sleeping last night because tomorrow's my serious date with some marriage material. And Luann's like, yes, yes, yes. Focus on marriage materials, less on toy boys. Am I right? Yeah, I mean, yesterday you were telling me, yes, girl, go for it. And now you're not, whatever. And Ramona and Luann are just like giving each other eyes, just like this, like Sonia's so full of it. Although, I mean, why are they surprised about this?
So Luann's like, well, and he does have a girlfriend, you know that. And she was in the room. Wasn't the girl in the room? She goes, oh, well, I don't know about that. It was on his Instagram, Sonia, okay? It was on his Instagram.
And Sonia just closes the door of this room that she's in. Just right, she just smiles and closes the door and was like, ah, bust it, okay?
So then Sonia gets on the bed and now she's trying to like keep this, she's kind of trying to keep this lie up with Leah. She's like, well, okay, here's what happened. So I get there and I'm on the bed and it's sexy. It was so sexy. And then there was a girl coming out of the bathroom and, you know, I mean, I was just there for the dick. So what do I care? And Leah's like, so she was there? She goes, well, I mean, yeah, I know. She goes, but well, I'm not, I guess I just won't ask for details because like, it's private. No, it's not private at all. Go ahead, ask. I mean, it's not any different from any other time. She goes, so she watched? Oh, well, I mean, I don't care. I was there to get laid. I like dicks, so not that. And she's turning red while she's saying this. Like, obviously, she's full of it, right?
Yeah. And then we just hear Ramona, like, on the other side of the door going, Sonia. So then Ramona finds out, but he goes, we just busted Sonia big time, okay? She claimed that she went home with Dylan and had great sex, but she lied, okay? She basically fell asleep there with his girlfriend, passed out, okay?
And she's like, Ebony goes, well, you know, she does like to make up stuff. She goes, I'd like to call that lying, okay? Because she lies, okay? And she waits like she does with me. She makes up stuff about me all the time. Okay, why is she talking about me? And so Ebony's like, yeah, I feel bad for the girl, but you know, she doesn't have to be entertaining every time she sees these girls. Which yeah, of course she does, because hello, she's on a TV show every time she sees these girls, right?
She says, Sonia, my love, you don't have to sing for your supper. Well, she better not, because I'm the only cabaret star in town, am I right? Am I right? So then
as long as she doesn't sing during someone's supper.
So then there's just like more, like they're shooting more stuff for this video. And at one point the camera catches Ramona by the elevators on the phone. And she just goes like this. And someone was supposed to be deposited in January. And then she turns and sees the camera and goes, no, this is business. This is business. No, this is business.
Yeah, so she's like, yeah, six checks. You know what? I'm so upset. You know what? I have to shoot something, but I'm very upset about the checks. And they're like, Ramona, please come so we can just finish this day. She's like, it's business, okay? You know what? With friends and money, money always comes first. That's it.
I'm on a shoot, okay? I'm on a shoot. Put your phone down. It's a six-figure problem, okay? I'm sorry. I'm having a six-figure problem, okay?
They're placing each other around Billy, around the piano. And then Sonny goes, and Ramona can go right. And Billy goes, under the piano.
Yeah. And then they all gather around a globe and spin the globe. And Luann's like, well, I think this video is going to be amazing. It has everything. Singing. A globe that spins, more singing. It's going to be great.
And that's it. The last thing we see is circling the globe until we find the perfect man. And then they all touch the globe at the same time. It's going to be a very high quality music video.
Yeah, that choreo is unparalleled. Okay, that finger choreo, finger globe choreo.
All right, everybody. Well, that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of New York City. We will be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and we'll also be doing a bonus this week. We're not sure what it's going to be yet, but we'll figure it out. So come back and check it out later on. Thanks for being here on Crappens On Demand. If you want to sign up, patreon.com/watchcrappens. Sign up at the Crappens On Demand level. Okay? We love you guys. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nikki Morgan letters.
The Bay Area betches, betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.